Babaji Maharaj told that he perceives in Guru Maharaj's poetry the quality, level of expression of Rupa Goswami. Or here he says, Sri Gauranamatam Swarupa Biditam, that only Srup Damodar knows thee fully, the descent of Krishna as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has written, remember, it's Chaitanya Charitamritam. It's based upon the notes. It's written by Kaviraj Goswami. It's all the notes of Srup Damodar. So that sloka, Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhakriti, Ladini Shaktir Ashmad, Ekat Manvapi Bhuvi Pura Deham Bedam Gatoto, Chaitanyaktam Ayakyam Prakatam Aduna. Radha Baba Duti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. So Rupa Goswami in his Chaitanyastatam, he's saying, Swarupam Bibranam Jagatatulyam. That the position of, it can mean, it's a dual, everything he says has a dual level of expression. Can say, meaning that the beauty of Mahaprabhu is incomparable. This Nomi Krishna, this Swarup of Krishna. And even though we generally conceive of Krishna, Yang Shyam Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam, as inconceivably beautiful. But as Guru Maharaj posed, how can you improve upon that? Well, if you combine Radha and Krishna, that's inconceivable. The beauty of Srimati Radharani and the beauty of Krishna combined into one, is that possible? Is that even possible? Impossible of impossible things. And amazingly, it's possible. That's the swarup of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. The divine combination of Radha and Krishna. So that's one meaning, Swarupam Bibhranu Jagatatulyam. But another meaning, Swarup, Swarup Damodar, that his position is incomparable. So as we heard last night in the Gundicha, Marjan, and leading up to this, after that comes the Netrotsava. They haven't seen Jagannath. So think of it, Netra Utsav. What kind of religion is this? The eyes festival, you can call it. Seeing festival. All the devotees are so excited. This is the day you can see Jagannath again. Not everyone can. The pujaris are told they're doubling their offerings because he's getting ready for the journey. Like sometimes people eat more before they travel. So they're doubling everything they're offering Jagannath and get ready for the journey from Dwarka to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu and the devotees come and they are allowed to have a glimpse, we call it Netrotsava, to see the newly nourished Jagannath, the beauty of his eyes. We're told Mahaprabhu is like, it's like honey. The eyes are like lotus eyes full of honey, and Mahaprabhu and his devotees are like bees drinking the honey of the beauty of Jagannath. And his neck is compared to blue sapphires, and just all, and they're just sitting there for hours looking at the beauty of Jagannath, drinking the liquid beauty of Jagannath. And now, as we see on the television, they're showing the Pandu Bijai, which means how Jagannath, Subhadra, Balabhadra will ascend the chariots. And they say so many things, you have to take it with a grain of love on some of the things they say. They try and give, Hinduize it, like say, the Upanishads have described this. Atmanam ratinam vidhi shariram ratam eva cha. The chariot's like the body, Atma is the soul. They're trying to say that's what this is. You know, and they'll say many things, like with an impersonal slant. And Guru Maharaj, being generous, he will say, yes, as Krishna is showing the different people, they can see different things. Right? Then we say, oh, then I should select one that I find appealing or interesting. No. See, what are we interested in? The vision, Gaudiya Darshan, means the way Mahaprabhu sees things, the way Swarup Damodar sees things, the way Rupa Goswami sees things. We aspire to that vision. That's Swarupam Bibhranam Jagatatulyam, the incomparable way of seeing of Swarup Damodar. Sometimes he's called Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, his second self. He's his ecstatic emotional interior. So when he starts singing, because it's Lalita Sakhi, and she knows Radharani sometimes better than Radharani knows herself, because lost in divine madness, she can only say, what happened? Swarup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi knows everything. So she knows, when she is like this, when she's feeling this type of separation, this sloka will be very helpful. This song will bring some relief to the heart. She can know that, he can know that, and Gadadhar Pandit can also know these things. But Mahaprabhu, he forms the kirtan parties, and what I like is they're called sampradayas, right? The groups. And in the first group, there's seven, four, like, there's always gradation, so four plus three makes seven. But in that that first group, the dancer is Advaita Acharya, right? And Swarup Damodar singing, Advaita Acharya dancing, two mridanga players, a total of 14 mridanga players. But and another group, Nityananda, lead dancer. Another group, Haridas Thakur, dancer. Another group, Achyutananda, Dvaita Charja's son, dancer. Another group, Raghunandan Thakur. They talk about the beauty of the dance of Raghunandan Thakur. All these great devotees in these different kirtan parties. But before that, as we told, now they're showing Pandu Bijai. What is that? When Jagannath comes out and ascends the chariot. And this, interestingly, it goes on for like 4 to 6 hours. And it's very beautiful, actually, because if we think about it ontologically, Krishna, he's in that, he's unmoving, what does it say? The Daru Brahma. Right? He's stunned in separation. And there, his attendants are putting ropes around him. They're carrying him to ascend. And they have these big, like here, this is a cotton pad, but like that's a cotton pad next to Ramakanta. But they have big ones, or the ones on Ajita. Imagine what, like giant cotton pad. Like that. So they move him from one to another, but sometimes when they put him on one, it goes, it breaks, and then the cotton floats into the air. And it's actually very beautiful. And what we're told, the sabaras, who are the servitors, they're like saying offensive things to Jagannath while they're trying to do this. To get him, like, it's not easy. And you see, they go like, and then put him on, and they're, and the big guy, they look like wrestlers. But in the pastime, they're also saying offensive things to him. because this is not easy. And they see he's not helping. He's in that position. So, but it's very beautiful if you think about it, that to assist him at the time of the greatest necessity, as Guru Maharaj says, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. And this is his play. He likes it this way. We'll think, why can't you go in the temple? Why are these people? It's because that's the way he wants it. What if that's the way he wants it? And the way you want it is not the way he wants it. Yeah. Everyone should be allowed. Now, what if that's not what he wants? He doesn't play it like that. That's why Guru Maharaj, Mahaprabhu never interfered with what's going on there. Rup, Sanatan, Haridas, they're observing all of this. They're not thinking, you know, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? They don't do that. Right? But Western devotees do that. Right? But Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan humbly going on the seashore on blistering hot sand. And Mahaprabhu just allowing all of it. Oh, this is the situation here. It will be like that. But once a year, Jagannath comes out for everyone. So if you're so eager for darshan, then go to Rath Yatra. Right? Take the trouble, what's necessary, some planning, self-sacrifice, dedication, to go and be, you want to see Jagannath? Once a year he comes out of the temple like that and everyone can see it. There's no restriction. But anyway, that Jagannath, and they describe the chariots being part of Ananta Dev, and even the ropes, they're spiritually conscious ropes, they have names, the little gods and goddesses along the sides of the chariot. Remember, there are peripheral deities. Nrsingha, as yesterday, Advaita Acharya, when Gopal fainted, practically died, he started chanting the Nrsingha mantra and the others. So there's the Nrsingha Dev temple, but there are also gods and goddesses. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being the district magistrate for the safety of the birth of Saraswati Thakur, some prayer to Bimala Devi. Like Avadhut Maharaj's name is Bimala. So we don't even know what that means. That in Bhaktivinoda's world, that is real. Everyone's a prasad. Lalita Prasad, Bimala Prasad, all of his children, they all have prasad. So he said, names her. He's Bimala Prasad. Her, the prasad of this goddess who's a peripheral attendant of Jagannath. So sweet and beautiful, Bhaktivinoda Thakur naming him that way. Saraswati Thakur. If he appeared, it's told what does it say? That the salvation will come from the east. Who will appear from the east will say, the Lord will save everyone. So they say, oh, that means Jagannath and Puri. And that's true. It also means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appearing in Puri. And Guru Maharaj says that in his Viraha. So how he appeared in Puri like the sunrise and then set in the west in Bengal. It's a very moving, very beautiful, poetic expression. So that's Saraswati Thakur. If he appeared to underscore its significance, if he were to appear any more closer, he would have been born inside the temple. So here's the temple, his house, he appears right here. And we know, just like this day comes, his mother, Bhagavati Devi, she brings out the little baby, Saraswati Thakur, who Gurudev said, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur had Jagannath Das Babaji verify that Mayapur, this is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, he also had him verify the appearance of Saraswati Thakur as like the savior. And the mother brings a little baby out, and who, as we're told, born with the umbilical cord wrapped like a Brahmin, presents the baby. The chariot stops, as we find in the Madhya Leela and the Charitamritam. According to the divine will of the Lord, reality is for itself, by itself, Swarat. Chariot stops, chariot moves. Krishna Icha, the will of Krishna. Chariot stops in front of the baby, Saraswati Thakur, and she presents the baby. They take the baby up onto Jagannath's chariot and present the baby to Jagannath, and the garland falls from the deity onto the baby. Jagannath's gift to the world is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is the Eastern Savior. As Mahaprabhu is the Eastern Savior, he's also Eastern Savior. He's why we're in this room having this conversation. Right? It's all Saraswati Thakur. Without Saraswati Thakur, we don't get Bhakti Vinod. We don't get Bhaktivedanta Swami. We don't get Guru Maharaj, Guru, nothing. We know nothing of Jagannath, Mahaprabhu, all the mercy of Saraswati Thakur, his merciful divine dispensation to push Krishna consciousness beyond the shores of Puri into the Western world. How, that's why Guru says, Janaka Dika Batsalya Snigda Padam, more affectionate than your own father. Your own father and mother did not give you Krishna and Jagannath. This is all the gift of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But we honor them, they gave us the birth in which we received the Guru Kripa. So anyway, I've listened before with Gurudev. They explain every last detail of the chariot. Because there's so much time, and during the Pandu Vijaya, they'll show you the wheel, and then on the side, something they go, now that God is the significance of that. You know, and they move around why the different colors are, Jagannath's this color, Balaram's that color, Subhadra's, and it goes on and on. And Gurudev, interestingly, when he would hear this, sometimes he'd listen on the radio or watch on TV if available, they start quoting some sloka, he starts quoting the same sloka. He knows all the, you know. The greatest joy I had was actually just listening on the radio of the broadcast with him. And anyway, and then he sanctioned our going there to have the Jagannath Darshan. But we told how Pratap Purudra Maharaj kept pressing how he can get Mahaprabhu's darshan. For Nityananda sends the cloth of Mahaprabhu. Then send your son. Mahaprabhu embraces the son, who's father's representative. But then what ultimately? Of course, the mercy of the Vaishnavas he had. But then what became significant? We're told to say, Gajapati Kripotse Katarala, Rupa Goswami saying, as Gajapati Gajendra was saved, Gajapati, name of the king of Orissa and Puri, he takes the golden broom handle and he's sweeping. He's taken the position of a sweeper. Right? This is always the significant part. Doing menial service. He's a king. And he's sweeping the road, the path. Right? Those who've been to India may understand the position of a sweeper. That's, you know, by social analysis, one of the lowest positions you can have is street sweeper. Right? That's the position the king of Orissa takes. And Mahaprabhu was saying that he's... what is the symbolism? Meaning, the least aspect of seva is treated with such dignity as being a worthy and noble aspiration of the servitor. That's what it is. That's what's required. That's what's consistently underscored Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garma Bindu Nirmansano Prakarani Krita Deho Laksham Uttunga Sohrida Vishesha Vrishat Pragalbham Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. And Rupa Goswami's praise of Lalita Sakhi. The greatest magnitude of eagerness for the least aspect of seva. That is what, that's the substance of Krishna consciousness. That is the purchase to enter. That is the necessary conceptualization to enter that realm. Mahaprabhu is very pleased to see that. Now his future good fortune is guaranteed. So then Jagannatha sends the chariots. Mahaprabhu creates those 7 kirtan parties. The 14 drums playing, he begins singing, and he comes before Jagannath. There, imagine, Nityananda Prabhu dancing, Advaita dancing, Haridas Thakur, Raghunandan Thakur, Achyutananda, all the great singers. And Mahaprabhu presents himself before Jagannath, saying, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadithaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namah. And other slokas and famous sloka from the 87th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where name Jananivas comes from. Jayati Jananivasu Devaki Janmabado Yarubara Parishat Svara Shandamram Stirachana Sushmita Srimukena Braja Deva Banitanam Bardayam Kama Devam, includes everything about Vrindavan, concluding with the Braja Gopis. It's a very mystical verse. He's saying all of these wonderful things and then starts dancing in different ways. Like I remember Siddhanti Maharaj in Lakta, he liked the what was called Udanda Nritya, means jump straight up in the air and down, up like a danda, up in the air high and then down. I looked out at midnight once, and one of the last visions I had of Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj, I see this and his tall figure leaping into the air, surrounded by all young Russian boys and girls, and with his one kartal, he doesn't do like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, so much. He gets into this one that just like never stops. Right. And him leaping in the air and all the boys and girls surround, it was like a very beautiful image. That's Udanda Nitya. Mahaprabhu would leap up into the air with both arms, very, very high, and then come down again high and like bouncing and leaping to the singing of Srup Damodar and the others. And then would come sometimes the Tandava Nritya, like Shiva's dance, wild, mad dancing that scares everyone. It goes in a very intense way. And then the Madhura Nritya, the very sweet, gentle movement, spinning, dancing, just in a very sweet way, thinking of the message and the songs. And what is it? That Anyara Hridayaman Moraman Vrindavan Radharani before Dwaraka Krishna saying, do you remember me? And Braja Gopis and Vrindavan, and do you remember us? Now you're in big king in the city with so many sophisticated ladies, and do you remember the simple girl, Braja cowgirls of Vrindavan? And Radharani also expressing this. Now we have Pushparanya, forest of flowers, lotus flowers, Jamuna, and sweet sounds of peacocks. But here I see Lokaranya, a forest of people, and the sounds of chariots, and you're dressed as a king. Where are your gopavesh? You're dressed as a cowherd boy. And where is your flute? And she speaks of her. She's saying, Vrindavan, that's my place. And then she said this, Anyara, and Mahaprabhu is voicing all these sentiments. Anyara hridoyaman moraban Vrindavan. Normally, you can take someone's mind as being themselves. It's almost, we say Atma, that's a type of Atma. She's saying, but in my case, my mind and Vrindavan are identical. And we can understand by inversion. Really, Vrindavan is a construct of the mind, the heart and mind of Srimati Radharani. It's designed by her in this sense. Jamuna, banks of the Jamuna, the peacocks, the flower. This is her idea of the ideal place for pastimes with Krishna. And she won't settle for anything less than that. And she says, all of this, this isn't a drop of the ocean, Samudra Sindhu, Sukha Sindhu of Vrindavan, the ocean of happiness that we have there. What you have here isn't a drop of that. Once Guru Maharaj said, she showed for those queens, assembled Braja Gopis, and they did a Rasa Leela to astonish the minds of the queens of Dwaraka and everyone else. And at the conclusion, she said, what we showed you was nothing. But they're all sitting there astonished. And she goes, this was nothing. You should see the original one in Vrindavan. So her idea is to take Krishna out of Dwaraka back to Vrindavan. That is only where they can enjoy properly. Ahus chite nalina nava padara vinde yogeshwari hridibhichanta magada bodhe sangsara kupa patito taranava lambam gehum jusham manasi uriyat sadana. And Radharani is not big on yoga, by the way. She's saying, yoga? Telling me I should like practice yoga and learn how to meditate on you? She said, I'm trying to stop thinking of you. That is my problem. I cannot stop thinking of you. And you're telling me I should learn how to do yoga and dhyana and meditation and God's everywhere. And then, you're joking. He said, in fact, these suggestions, not only are they offensive, they make me angry. And the rest of Gopi is also, they're angry that you're telling us these kind of things. But it's a loving anger. It's Krishna playing with them in a particular way. They're saying, think of you, we can't stop thinking. We've tried in many different ways to stop thinking about you. It's impossible for us. And she says, what is it? We're in a experiencing Viraha Samudra, an ocean of separation. We're drowning in an ocean of separation. And what's happening there? The Kama Tingila, the Timingilas, the whale eating whale. Kam, and the Braja Kam means prem, is devouring us in an ocean of separation from you. And the best you can say is, we should learn how to meditate. We have no interest in karma, gyan. Read Rupa Goswami's book, Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Janavritam. Not possible. Gehum Jasham, as the lady told in front of Guru Maharaj, family life with Krishna. That's what Krishna consciousness movement is. That prospect, that possibility. And Radharani Singh, so finish this Dwarka experience, come back with us to Vrindavan. That's what Rath Yatra is. The joy, the ecstatic, emotional joy of taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, who's feeling so much separation from Vrindavan. Krishna tells them in his sloka, he's saying, I'm very disturbed and separation from you. I'm crying, you don't know how many nights I spend up crying, all night, feeling separation. I've never stopped thinking of you for a moment. And that's when he said, by the mercy of Vishnu Narayan, I'm with you. And this is a critical point, ontologically. If someone thinks, oh, he sends his expansion to be with him. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, expansion remains here. I'm with you. It's the expansion who remains here in Dwaraka. Remember, and Rupa Goswami explains all these things. Dwaraka Krishna, what is his position? So he's saying, it's not your imagination. I'm really with you in Vrindavan. Actually, I never step a foot outside of Vrindavan. But still, these pastimes are constructed in this way to mine the greatest depth of heart. And so many things are expressed there. Mahaprabhu, we're told, he's playing when he does the Madhura Nritya, the sweet dancing, with his arms and heart expression. He's playing out the sentiments of Radharani. He will go to the back of the three chariots as if to suggest, you've forgotten us. Then Jagannath stops the chariot. No, I've not forgotten you. Then he comes to the front with his dancing group. And we're told Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, he's astonished to see himself in this way. He's seeing, who's Jagannath? Krishna. But he's seeing Radha Bhava Duti Subolita, Krishna enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, dancing madly in front of him. He's astonished, Subhadra's astonished, Balaram, they're watching the dancing of Mahaprabhu. They can't believe what they're seeing. And we think, do we understand these things? Jagannath is astonished to see this. And we're told at some point also that Nityananda Prabhu, he sees that not only he's in heart and halo mood and bhav, but Mahaprabhu becomes Radharani. Nityananda sees out of his peripheral vision that Mahaprabhu is showing the form of Radharani herself. So now we see Radharani is dancing before Jagannath, just like Guru Maharaj's deity, Gandharva. Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar. He said she's singing and dancing to attract Krishna. And seeing that, Nityananda Prabhu thinks, he knows, I need to keep my distance. Because if Mahaprabhu will see Nityananda, then he will conceal that and show another way. So Nityananda very mercifully, tactfully keeps his distance, but he's astonished to see Radharani's dancing in front of Jagannath. And so many wonderful things, and Advaita Charja and the others, the beautiful singing, kirtan, and to the point of exhaustion, where we know Jagannath, they break midway for the Jagannath to take a little fruit break. And Mahaprabhu enters the garden exhausted. And that's the time where Pratap Rudra Maharaj enters in a very humble dress, massaging his feet and starts singing the Gopi Gita. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmasha apaham sravanamangalam srimadatanam bhuvi grinantite burida jana. Saying, those who tell us about Krishna, of course the gopis will say this. But don't you understand? We want gopi vision, the way they see things. If they say, there's nothing more valuable than this, you don't need to know more. You think, no, I need to do some research to make sure what they're saying is true. Right? Radharani Braja Gopis are saying this. It's the Gopi Gita. Right? They're saying, those who tell us about Krishna, they're doing the real service in the world. As we told before, according to Guru Maharaj, all suffering comes from separation from Krishna. Whether it's the suffering of the Braja Gopis or the suffering of the person in this world, it all stems from separation from Krishna. The cure is to hear about Krishna. That is the cure of separation from Krishna. They're telling us this. Only our lack of faith and believing that it's true and real, we're saying, no, well, isn't it? So? Don't you have to first? No, all you have to do is this. You don't have to be a nutritionist to get the value of nutrition. Right? There are nutritionists, and it's a valuable position. But if you will take the substance, yadanucharita karna lila karna piyusha viprut, Radharani herself saying, a drop of this nectar is all you need. Dharma, sakrid dana viduta dandva dharma vinashta. So, really, as the time goes on, we see more and more the central position of Srimati Radharani in Chaitanya Leela, Gaura Leela, Krishna Leela, everything imaginable. Right? But here's the pinnacle, the Rath Yatra, as observed by Sri Chaitanya Dev and his followers. Someone else was saying, oh no, we heard Rath Yatra means this and Jagannath means that, and anything is possible. But do you understand the significance of Mahaprabhu's method of observing Rath Yatra? And the Yakumara Hara slokis chanting loudly, we're told. And only Srup Damodar knows, but Rupa Goswami expressed that, what is only known to Srup Damodar and Mahaprabhu in his Priyo Soyam Krishna sloka. You are that Krishna, I am that same Radha. And she's longing for those nights on the banks of the Jamuna when she gave herself, heart and soul, to Krishna. How sweet, how beautiful, and how tactfully hidden and disguised. All of it is perfect. Every last part of this is totally perfect. And the ultimate expression of the highest spiritual substance and the method, the tactfully concealed method that only by hint and inference and internal revelation can it be understood. If you try to express this too explicitly, it vanishes, or worse, turns into something polluted. That's why it's all, it's none of it is accidental. It's all perfectly arranged. Right? And so we thank our lucky stars. As I told Guru Maharaj once, I said, at 19, to be with Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, in the so-called Golden Gate Park, what do they call it? Hippie Hill. There's all these little names we play. And then Prabhupada sitting there on Subhadra's chariot, banging on his gong, Vishnu Jana Maharaj, they're leading the kirtan, and all the devotees singing and dancing, and all the hippies coming and saying, Prabhupada said, hippies are our best customer. And then we go, and Prabhupada said, Jagannatha Shami, Nayana Patagami, Bhava Tume. I'm talking about Roop and Sanatan. He's talking to a bunch of 19-year-old hippies. Talking about Jagannath and Roop and Sanatan and Raga. He's not saying, oh, let me tell them about some Atmagyan. This is way beyond that. You get it. You just look, Jagannath, hear these things. You get all the Atmagyan you need. That will come at, the primary teachings will come at another time. This is just immersion, being thrown into the deep end of the pool. And that's why it's so beautiful. Like Guru Maharaj is saying, when some devotees came, he's seen the Jagannath Rath Yatra, and they're telling, like, they go, and he's, what is this? And one, their senior devotee, I'm not going to mention names because that will spin it off in another direction. And you're going like, it's Jagannath. I never heard. You've heard of India? No, I know. You're like, you know, like went down. But he just saw how wonderful it was, started dancing and chanting for Jagannath, then fainted, woke up, devotees gave prasadam, he became devotee. What did Gurudev name Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj? Jagannath Balava Prabhu. Who is Jagannath Balava, actually? This is the name, the Balava, the lover of Jagannath, is the Srimati Radharani. So Ramananda's book is Jagannath Balab Natak. It's the Balaba, Baladi, like Krishna Balaba, means it's the name of Radharani, actually, celebrating. Who is that person? So, and then Maharaj starts a Jagannath restaurant and all, you know, there's some divine, as Gurudev said, divine power moving in the background. And then Bimala. Bimala Prasad. It's going on as we speak. And that's the beauty of India, also Punya Bhumi, that there, in the what's the big national parade in America? The Macy's Day Parade. They're looking at floats of Bullwinkle and Spider-Man and Mickey Mouse, which is a wonderful thing. Right? In India, when they have a national parade, Jagannath, Subhadra, Balabhadra. I'm not going to make any more comments about that. But on the punya level, sangskar level, you just can't compete with these people. You're worshiping a giant float of a cartoon character. That's your right. That's your secular world. Take out God and put the cartoon, a 100-meter cartoon character floating in the sky. That's your God save us from our friends. Maharaj, you can say a few words.
In Russian or in English?
Yeah, as you, why not? I just spoke in English for an hour. Why not say something in Russian? Because I found this quote once of Lenin Marx where he said, meant it in a sarcastic way, he said, you want to know where religion, you talk about religion, what's religion in its ultimate and highest expression? You want to understand where religion is? Jagannath, the juggernaut, Jagannath Puri, that's where religion reaches its highest expression. Like, thank you. Thank you, Lenin. Thank you, Marx, for that profound statement. It's true. It is the ultimate religious expression. Say something in Russian. We can tolerate the Russian language for
today.
Priyadane.
Pamilostia. Шрила Гурудева, Шрила Госвами Махараджа, мы здесь, в Таиланде, пытаемся провести день, еще один день из нашей жизни, но сегодня особый день, это день начинания, потому что Господь начинает свое движение, движение навстречу самому себе с одной стороны, а с другой стороны это то, что олицетворяет танец Махапрабху, Санкиртану, идея его прихода в этот мир, когда каждое живое существо может взяться за веревку. И хотя Господь сам не нуждается ни в рабах или слугах низшего порядка, но тем не менее мы знаем, что его можно тащить только с помощью веревки любви, привязанности. Поэтому преданные, они берутся за веревки, тащат Господа, и Господь, онемевший от внутренних переживаний возвращается во Вриндаван, как сказал Шрила Госвами Махарадж, какое служение может быть вознаграждено, когда самая высшая необходимость существует, когда Господь онемел, обалдел от чувства любви, а живые существа в этот момент, когда он не в состоянии что-либо делать, это единственный, наверное, из моментов, когда безграничное обладает ограниченными возможностями. I said it's infinite, at this time has very infinite, every finite limited, because it can't move due to the love and separation of his devotees.
And needs help of his devotees.
И когда безграничное получает, становится ограниченным, оно ограничено тем, что оно обалдело, переживает столько много любви и не в состоянии двигаться, тогда преданные, они начинают тащить за веревки, и безграничное, оно двигается, но, как сказано, иногда колесница останавливается, и поэтому все натягивают веревки, и никаким образом невозможно понять, почему оно останавливается, потому что Господь сам по своей трансцендентной природе двигается, а иногда колесница двигается очень быстро. И таким образом участие в Радхаятре, как будто бы преданные, раскачивают. Иногда Господь, он замирает и становится, как сказано, Садигория Гималая, становится неподвижным, и тогда ничто не может его сдвинуть. А иногда в симптомах своих глубоких переживаний он дает возможность преданным, и Радхаятра почти что, колесница почти что летит, но у дома Шрилы Бхактисиддханты Сарасвати Такура колесница остановилась на какое-то время, и Бимала Прасад, I'm telling the story, how Бимала Прасад was presented.
Yeah.
Шрила Сарасвати Такур был представлен Господу Джаганнату как тот, кто пришел спасти этот мир. Шрила Госвами Махарадж сказал, что есть предсказания. С одной стороны, считается, что эти предсказания о Господе, но Господь в той или иной степени уже явил себя во множестве форм. Но есть также предсказания о Махапрабху и Сарасвати Такуре. Это более сокровенные предсказания, которые все знают в Пуре, но мало кто понимает, как это относится непосредственно, как эти предсказания будут реализованы. Точно так же, когда Махапрабху пришел во Вриндаван, и всем казалось, что Кришна вернулся в Вриндаван, и все бегали на берег Ямуны смотреть, как рыбак ловит рыбу. Они думали, что это змей Калия, Кришна танцует на головах змея Калия. Но Махапрабху сказал одному из брахманов: «Неужели ты думаешь, что в Кали-югу Кришна приходит в своем прежнем облике? В Кали-югу Кришна принимает новый облик, и в конечном итоге Махапрабху явил ему свою трансцендентную форму, поэтому, как говорится, слышал звон, но не знаю, где он». Все думали, все чувствовали, что Кришна здесь, но никто не понимал, что он ходит среди, в образе Махапрабху, среди жителей Вриндавана и являет удивительную милость. Just like when Mahaprabhu came back to Vrindavan at some point, people felt that Krishna's back. But yes, they mislead Kali, Daman, Leela, and then finally
the boat,
he revealed himself. And he said, in Kali Yuga, that's not entirely the way Krishna appears. So when we say about this prediction about Jagannath, so how it's appear in Kali Yuga, it's actually coming through Mahaprabhu and his devotees. So then most people would believe in Jagannath, but they would not really believe in Mahaprabhu and devotees because it requires some higher understanding.
Right.
И таким образом мы знаем,
but
что
it, just on the point, it says Channa avatar, he's covered.
Yes.
What is he covered with? The heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. That's what he's covered with.
Очень легко верить в Кришну, в особенности, когда ты объективно можешь видеть его. Но очень тяжело верить в преданных и видеть, как Божественное проявляется в преданных. Еще тяжелее понять, что иногда Господь приходит как преданный.
And еще remember, this Mahaprabhu is only once in a day of Brahma. Mahaprabhu every Kali-Yuga with Nam Sankirtan. But the Radha Bhav Mahaprabhu, that's only once in a day of Brahma. After Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, then this Radha Bhav Mahaprabhu is only one time in a day of Brahma.
И мы напоминаем, что только один раз в день Брахмы приходит Махапрабху, потому что каждую Кали-Югу приходит Чайтанья Аватар. Но Чайтанья, который переживает глубокое чувство Радхарани, или Свайам, сам Господь.
So sometimes in the other Kali-Yugas, he's not golden.
не во все кали-юги Чайтанья Махапрабху золотого цвета.
Different colors.
Он может явиться в разных обликах, но когда Кришна переживает глубочайшее...
Гауранга, Гауранга, golden avatar is once the day of...
Только один раз в день Брахмы приходит Махапрабху. Anyway, Maharaj, you've said fully, what can I say, one thing I say in Russian about this expression of, as Srila Guru Maharaj said, the food for the soul is sacrifice. And when they say, this is the highest place of religion where it takes the highest position, because eventually you are sacrificed yourself by the chariot.
Yes.
That's where they consider it to be ridiculous. And even right. The Christians, they would say, how is possible? But they forgot their own Lord, Christ, did right. Just about the same. So
on this point though, right. Just to clarify, when Sanatana Goswami suggested suicide once to Mahaprabhu,
yes.
Guru Maharaj posted all the time, he says, Sanatana deha tyage Krishna nahi paye. Sanatana, you can't, you just, he, see, to a spiritually advanced person, the body's nothing, right. Like Socrates.
Yes.
So he's saying, so to sacrifice your body, that's not a big deal for someone who's spiritually advanced. Mm-hmm. And Mahaprabhu says to him, if you could get Krishna by doing that, I'm ready to sacrifice 1,000 bodies a moment. Sure. But you can't get Krishna by sacrificing your body. You have to give yourself. So the thing about throwing yourself in front of the wheels, that's another thing. But offering yourself, Atma Nivedan, not the bodily concept of the self, but the deep heart's core, that self, that's what you're supposed to offer.
Yes, because you cannot offer it with something that's temporarily. There's only something that eternal worth offering.
Right, something external. This is external. Oh, here's a glass of water. Take it.
И Шрила Госвами Махарадж говорит, что когда Санатан Госвами хотел покончить жизнь самоубийством, то Махапрабху ему сказал, ты не можешь предложить что-то внешнее Господу. Кажется, что на Радхаятре некоторые прыгали под колеса колесницы и жертвовали собой, и это считалось высочайшим проявлением религиозного фанатизма, но Махапрабху сказал, тело с высшей точки зрения не имеет никакой ценности, ибо оно не принадлежит душе по определению, тело даровано Господом. Единственное, что принадлежит в категории «я» и «моё», это только душа. Единственное, чем мы обладаем, это своей собственной душой. И жертвоприношение души, возвращение души к своему источнику, в этом есть суть жертвы.
So for those in the bodily concept of life, they think there's no greater sacrifice than to give the body, to sacrifice the body.
Для материалистов, которые обладают телесными представлениями о своем «я», им кажется, что пожертвовать своим телом является величайшим подвигом, но это не так.
Бхакти Вино. Манаса дехо гехо йоки чумор арпилам туападе нанда кишор. I'm offering my body, my mind, my house, my family, everything I've got.
Но Бхакти Вино Такур говорит, что тело, ум, все, чем я обладаю, все это должно предложено быть Господу.
We just think Jagannath something great.
Yeah.
And Gurudev first agreed, but then he told me, like, you know, like Jagannath, he said, everybody worship Jagannath, but very few people worship Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
And that's true, because in Puri, we can see there are so many different conceptions who Jagannath is. Actually, very few people know, but Puri, it's one of the Buddhist holy places as well. The Buddhists are, for some, Jagannath's unique mercy are, you know, sheltered there. There are Buddhist temples inside Puri. And I've read something in the history of Buddhism. It was one of the ports where Buddhists would go to China and Asia, actually. But miraculously, it's Jagannath is all accommodating, but like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he could not recognize with all his abilities like Ramananda Raya, Maharaj Pratap Rudra,
and Mahaprabhu.
Yes, Mahaprabhu. Well, I mean...
So, but imagine, just following what you're saying. He, let's say this, he'd gone to Jagannath Rath Yatra many times.
Yes.
It's not like this is the first time. He's going every year.
Right.
He's the court pundit of the king of Orissa.
Yeah.
But when Mahaprabhu comes, because that, you know, 24 years, sannyas, etc., we're not told Mahaprabhu's going before that. Then he comes, and now he's remade. Now he's reconceiving this in a new way. What Mahaprabhu is saying there, we say these things, I mean, not hopefully not casually, but they're extremely confidential. As I say, when he's saying these, the Yakumara sloka, people don't know what he's talking about, but they're simple heart, he's singing some song. They can't understand all of that. They're singing other songs. But Srup Damodar knows, Nityananda Prabhu, I mean, he's there, Rupa Goswami, and we're told, after Prataparudra got the mercy, because also remember, Mahaprabhu, he expands himself into the seven kirtan parties. Not everyone can see that. But those in those parties, they think Mahaprabhu's dancing in our group. But some can see he just expanded into seven Mahaprabhus. But one of the people who could now see that was Gajapati Maharaj, Prataparudra Maharaj. So that means you can advance. Before, he would not be able to see that.
Right.
So it means, it shows also the possibility of progress, of dynamic position. By his devotional ascension, he could now see what only Srup Damodar and some Antaranga Bhaktas can see. So there's the Antaranga Bhaktas, Bahiranga Bhaktas, different group. They're seeing differently, and that's why Guru Maharaj will say, when you talk about these different, he'll say, yes, he can show that. He won't just dismiss it, unless it's something totally bogus. But if it has some spiritual color to it, he'll say, yeah, that's possible that he was showing that to one group, something else to another group. And what's the parallel, we're told, in Rasa Leela, where every Gopi thing, he's just dancing with me, I'm the center of all of, like, they get a little pride. But Radharani's pride is different. She's saying like, oh, I'm part of the group. This is a group experience, and I'm one of them. Is that what this is? She leaves to see, and her leaving pulls him towards her. It's the ultimate feminine, like, expression. She can pull Krishna away from everybody else. And then she becomes a little proud of that capacity and position. Then Krishna pulls himself away from her. It's all very extraordinary. But this, the dancing in the different groups is compared to the Rasa Leela. And so when Kaviraj Goswami is saying, if you wonder how he can do it, oh, as Krishna, he did this in Rasa Leela, showing in different group situations. Now, as Mahaprabhu, he is dancing in different groups.
That's also an interesting point. Guru Maharaj said that some of the new converts, some of the eternal associates,
right,
but some of the new converts.
Sarvabhama is one.
Yes, and it's like access to unconceivable reality for certain very qualified souls who take part in the Leela. And, you know, besides all their experience, Jagannath Ratha Yatra, that's something which is, you know, Rasa dance within another.
Look, Damodar Pandit, we're told, is a severe commentator.
Yes.
Right? But then we find out, you know, Saibya, who's one of Chandravali, she's got two main assistants, and she's known to say offensive things within, I mean, the higher context of their play, to be like a mouth in the Gopi Leela. In Mahaprabhu's Leela, Damodar Pandit, who's like, Mahaprabhu's like, I don't know if I can do that. Damodar will chastise me. So I mean, even her, they have some members that they want to be a part of it also. So it's this, but who this very special group, but there's always, Guru Maharaj will say, gradation everywhere, a group, they're like the outer group, the third circle, the second circle, the inner circle, because they can't let everyone come in there and who's not qualified and also might disturb Mahaprabhu. So three circles. Sometimes you see a painting, and you see there's Mahaprabhu with a few internal, and then there's a circle. And then there's another circle of devotees around them, and then there's another circle. There's three circles, like Moscow.
And Maharaj Prataparudra, he stayed in second circle.
Yeah.
And when Shiva's talk were, you know, there were like one guy trying to squeeze in, and like from second circle.
He's got his hands on this, what's the man's name? Hari Chandan.
Yes.
To see.
Right.
Because there's so many people.
Right.
And then that Hari Chandan, he's saying, I've got the king of Orissa on my shoulders.
Right.
So move, you're blocking his view. He's pushing them. Then realize who he's pushing is Srivas Thakur.
Right.
And then again, and he does it like a few times, and Srivas Thakur turns around and goes like, what? And he, and Prataparudra, oh, you've been blessed by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I'm not so fortunate.
Right. So that means Maharaj Prataparudra, he really valued his circle. He wasn't like, he was trying to
He's thinking like, I'm happy where I am.
He wasn't trying like the progress. Let me see what they're doing.
No, he's just thinking like, this is really good where we are. Yeah.